Welcome to another edition of the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thanks for joining me. Another show here, Real Estate Realities. Hey, I'm excited. We're going to be doing a live show starting in January. That's going to be Sundays, 10:30 a.m. Okay, same great information. We're going to be bringing in some sponsors, Unified Title, House Check, Austin Darby, Main Street Brokers, and then we're working on our fourth surprise sponsor, which we'll announce next time, okay? So, hey, I met with the general manager of the Switchbacks last week for lunch. Gosh, that was exciting. Let me tell you what, let's give those guys a round of applause because they're taking a leap of faith, and I think it's going to pan out just great for them. And this is what downtown has needed for so long. A downtown stadium, not just for soccer, but for outdoor concerts. Who knows? Maybe other sporting events, Olympic trials. Thank you to the Switchbacks for taking the leap. Okay? So I'll give you a little bit what the stadium's going to look like right there on Suwatch, Sierra Madre. You can see the renderings online, but it's going to be four stands surrounding the soccer field. You're going to have lighting, obviously, so you can play at night. They're going to have an unbelievable hospitality business lounge that's going to be controlled climate inside, buffet, beers. I mean, that sounds great in itself. You may not even need the soccer games. The buffet and beers may just be enough. And what I don't know is, do the soccer teams have cheerleaders? I don't know. If they don't, they need to get them before they open up the stadium downtown. You know, so just some thoughts there. But Widener Apartments is throwing a ton of money at this operation down there, and they're already buying up a bunch more for retail, restaurant space, and you'll see Cork and Cass opened up down there. You got Atomic Cowboy, DeSantos. That south end of Colorado Springs is blown up. It's blown up. You need to buy down there. You need to buy close to that area, because that's going to be gold here in 5 years. Gold. And people drive by there and they go, why haven't they broke ground? You drive by and it's just a vacant lot. There's not even one person out there with a pickaxe or anything. Well, let me tell you. Part of this city for champions is that Colorado College, since this is a joint project of the four, it's a joint project that when they build that hockey stadium, they have to start at the same time as the Switchbacks. So the Switchbacks are ready to go. They're fired up. They're ready to break ground. They're waiting on CC. CC had to do a little bit more with their land to make it buildable. So you can see they're already starting to move stuff around. Once that's all set, then the Switchbacks will be given the green light. They'll start to break ground. And you'll see two beautiful stadiums going into Colorado Springs. I still think the CC one's too small. 3,500 is not enough. You got to be up around 4,500. I know they're dealing with a small space down there, but boy, if they could figure out a way to jam another 1,000 in there, I think it's going to make it that much better of a product, okay? So anyway, that's the tidbit on Colorado Springs. Let's get into the show. Internet lead sites, a tougher market, and let's really talk about what is that? Why is it a tougher market? Well, since 2011, the U.S. home prices rose 55%. Can you believe that? 55%. Boy, if you were buying right after 08, hats off to you. You're sitting pretty fat and happy right now. Wages have only gone up 18%. So, big difference there. Big difference. Okay? We talked last show about Fed's raising rates. Three rate hikes. They're trying to be more aggressive against inflation. And they got to raise them enough to be able to drop them if something happens. Okay, now this comes from NAR. National Association of Realtors did a poll. Only 38% of consumers feel it's a good time to buy. Okay, so we've lost a little bit of confidence in that consumer market. Okay, that's due to the rise in housing prices nationwide. And then also due to rate hikes. The interest rate's going up. Okay, so interest rates will cool the market. All right. It's going to cool the market, but I'm telling you what, we're still going to trend around 5, 6%, okay? Not the 12%. We don't need the 12%. We don't need inventory around 1,600. We need inventory. Well, boy, it's better now. It's at 2,600, but we need it up around 4 grand, and I'm hoping by June it gets there. Okay? But look back, 1984. Look back to 1994. Look back to 1999. The rates rose during those time frames. The housing market still went up. So there's not a direct correlation. It will cool, but it's not going to totally bring the housing market down. Inventory is going to grow. Prices will steady out. And like I talked about last time, it's a healthy correction. Okay? A healthy correction in the market. Just let me give you an interesting stat here, and this one's just off the cuff, but when I got my real estate license 4 years ago, there was like 2,300 realtors. Now there's like 4,300 within 4 years. I mean, holy smokes. I think you're going to see that number drop a little bit, but look at how many people have gotten their real estate license. Golly gee, unbelievable. So how do we combat this tough market? And then you got technology, the internet lead sites, right? You guys know it, the Zillow, the Trulia, the Realtor.com. Those sites are making this market even worse. You need a strong agent. You need somebody who's going to help you buy at a healthy price point. They're not going to make your house poor. Okay, I'm trying to help my dad do a 1031 exchange right now. I'm trying to help him buy a house around $250. I don't make money off those sales anyway because it's family. But that's the price point you want to buy. Colorado Springs, stay around that $250, $260. Okay? The higher-end homes aren't going to move as fast. You need an aggressive realtor to do the marketing for you. It's got to be done right to move those higher-end homes. Early spring, we talk about timing. Early spring is when you want to sell here in Colorado Springs. Historically, you look back at the market over the last 3 years, how it's performed. We're talking the best times, February, March, April, May. Believe it or not, those are the best times to sell. Better than June, July, and August. So keep that in mind as we come in to early spring and you might be thinking of getting your house ready to go on the market. Well, think a little harder, work a little faster, and get that puppy ready to go in early spring so you can beat the inventory. Okay? So look at Zillow. That's the one we're all familiar with. That's the one we're familiar with most. And Zillow's rating hovers from a C rating to a B rating on the Better Business Bureau website. They have a 2-star rating, which is unbelievable. But you know what they do? Hats off to them here. They advertise well, and they market their product well, and they get good market exposure. That's why Zillow's been successful. So let me tell you how Zillow works, because you may wonder, how do those agents appear on the websites? Well, let me tell you, it's not the agent who's selling the house. 9 times out of 10, it's an agent who paid for that zip code, upwards of $500, $1,000, $2,000. They paid for that sidebar. So you got 123 Main Street, and you got Joe, Julie, Donna, three of them there. And then all the way below at the bottom in small print is Tim, the listing agent. So the consumer is led to the three realtors who paid a ton of money to be on that website. Soon as you click and call, your information is shared with lenders, other realtors. They're selling that info. Guys, Zillow doesn't make money by you guys looking at their website. They make money by the agents paying to be on the website. So if you want to be on Zillow, number one, you're not getting good information. Number two, you're going to get called by a ton of agents. And that house you're interested in on 123 Main Street? Well, let me tell you what. Joe, who picks up the phone, has never seen the house. He doesn't have the house listed. And he's just going to try to gain you as a client instead of giving you the information you want. That's my problem with Zillow. Because I believe in consumer service. And if you're offering good service, you should be able to talk to the listing agent every dang time. Because that listing agent can tell you, well, let me tell you what, here's the square footage, bed, bath, I've been in the home, we got hardwood floors here, and this is what it backs to a busy road, or it backs to a park. That's the information that's valuable. Are we here to serve the consumer, or are we here to create leads for real estate agents? Random lenders, inaccurate Zestimates, right? They don't know if you finished your basement or not. Homes that aren't really listed. This is the great part. I talked to a Zillow whatever sales guy, and he said, I said, what's up with those pre-foreclosures, foreclosures? A lot of them aren't even out there. Well, I tell you what, when our inventory gets low, we got to come up with stuff to list so those agents are happy and they're still getting calls. Oh, so you're misleading the consumer and you're falsely advertising so people think it's a smoking deal and they're going to call the agent on the listing. Well, that's great. I mean, come on. And Zillow owns Trulia. They do the same thing. Realtor.com's a little better. But these websites are all about making money off the agents who are paying to be on there. They're not about you, the consumer. You want to go to a website that's good, go to PPAR. Look exactly at the PPAR MLS. Well, what I'd suggest first is you call me at 232-1063. Worst comes to worst, just go into work. Ask someone you work with. Ask a friend. Have you had a good experience with a realtor? And go off referral. I mean, come on, guys. Back to basics. Go off a referral of an agent and figure out if they work the area, if they work full-time. Don't go off Joe, who's paying to be on Zillow to start his real estate business. That's not the way to do it. Work the referral system, right? I mean, boy, it'd be pretty scary if you went online and go, I'm just going to, you know, pick and choose a doctor online. You may do some of that research, and that's not bad, but I hope you get a referral, and then you look up the referrals online, you look at the reviews. Well, same thing. You're making one of the biggest financial decisions of your life. You sure as heck better be getting a referral and then doing your due diligence on the internet and not picking off a Zillow or a Trulia. Okay? Hire agents who sell the area. If you're looking to sell your house, hire agents who are willing to do the broker open, willing to go above and beyond with the videos, take professional pictures. Those are all things that need to be done to move your house. And with an agent, be looking for a buyer's agent as your best interest at mind is going to keep you in line with the budget and who's going to put you in an area where you have a chance at great appreciation. Okay? Ultimately, you interview that realtor. They'll set you up so you have access to the MLS. Better yet, if you hire a really aggressive one, they'll send you some coming soon listings and stuff that hasn't hit the market, and they'll be looking every day sending you information because that's what aggressive agents do. They're not on Zillow with 10 leads a day chasing their tail trying to figure out how they can get some person in the office and gain them as a client. So be professional. Hire an agent. Hire someone who's got your best interests at mind and isn't surviving solely off the internet leads. Okay? Lastly, I'm going to tell you, get with the lender. That's the first step, right? In a tough market, you got to get with the lender first. And you know I like Churchill Mortgage, Jay Garvin's, Ken Smith. Get that Churchill certification. They got this program now where you're fully certified. It's like cash. And when you go in and you compete or you're trying to get a good deal, you got those guys standing behind you. A Dave Ramsey name, a local lender who contributes to the community, and most importantly, someone will sit down with you face-to-face and cares about your financial freedom and not making a quick buck. That's the first stop. You want to make sure when you go out and shop, you know what you're in at $250, what your mortgage payment is, what's going to be down. You're not shooting from the hip. We're not going out and just looking at homes. You get in, you talk to a lender. I tell my clients, you need to know what you're at $250, $260, $270, $240. What are those payments? So when we're out and we got to pull the trigger, you know exactly where you're at. You're not comparing homes going, what's $260 to $240? Oh, $20,000. No, it's not $20,000. Come on, look at your mortgage difference and say, is this worth it for this extra $80 a month? Also, you pay attention to the taxes in the area. Well, newer developments, like the one I bought in up on Sierra Meadows, that's $2,000. It's a newer area. They're still building. They're still building up there, so your taxes are going to be double. Look at your insurance. Are you in a flood zone? These are all things you have to consider. Okay, so get with the lender first. Go down to Churchill, and then come to my office. Call me, 719-232-1063. And let's chat. Let's talk about how to get you on top of the real estate market here in Colorado Springs. You can email me as well, justin.hermes@wesellmore.net, or feel free to visit our website, thehermesteam.net. Thanks for joining me. And once again, if you had questions about anything I talked about, call me, 719-232-1063. Thanks and have a great day.
That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.